G'day, it's Doug from Doug Houston YouTube here. We're here to help you with tech and YouTube wherever possible. Well, today there's another blog on the YouTube Creator Blog website from the CEO herself, Susan Wojcicki, or however you pronounce that. Anyway, I don't know much about her. I just know she's CEO of YouTube. But she's written an article here, which is quite long-winded. I'm not going to read it all because that would just be crazy, but you can go check it out yourself. Link is in the description below. It's called Expanding Our Work Against Abuse on Our Platform. So they're talking about the recent carries on with ads showing on content that is abusive, content that is not kid-friendly, content that is abusing children, maybe in other ways that it could be abusive or just not appropriate at all. Stuff that should never have been on YouTube in the first place. Because YouTube's been so open to creators, a lot of things have been let slide for a long time. So now, they're changing their tune, and they're pulling their socks up, which is a good thing. We don't want to be associated with hate crimes and stuff that was targeted at young people using cartoon characters, using different things that just should not be used to target and exploit children. They want family-friendly content. That's the opposite to family-friendly. So today she's put out two articles. One's here on the Creator Blog, which is, I'm doing this one because it's more related to the creators. And there was a more general post that she put out on another platform as regards to talking to the wider community itself. I'm going to go through and maybe pick out some snippets to discuss here, particularly stuff that relates to demonetization and things like that. She sort of talks about that, and about knuckling down on all these things that we were just talking about at the start here. So let's go through it right now. Okay, we're going to go and try and look at the positive things, try and look at the things that they're saying, the actions they're taking. This heading here is called More People Reviewing More Content. Human reviewers remain essential to both removing content and training machine learning systems because human judgment is critical to making contextualized decisions on content. Since June, our trust and safety teams have manually reviewed nearly 2 million videos for violent extremist content, helping to train our machine learning technology to identify similar videos in the future. We are also taking aggressive action on comments, launching new comment moderation tools, and in some cases shutting down comments altogether. In the last few weeks, we've used machine learning to help reviewers find and terminate hundreds of accounts and shut down hundreds of thousands of comments. Our team also works closely with the NCMEC and the IWF and other child safety organizations around the world to report predatory behavior and accounts to the correct law enforcement agencies. Because there's activity out there, and even showing up on YouTube, that's actually illegal when it comes to direct and point towards children. Like as I mentioned before, child pornography and different things like that, grooming children, drawing them in with cartoons and then exposing them to sexualization and things like that. It just makes me feel dirty just thinking about it. Let me continue. We'll continue the significant growth of our teams into the next year with the goal of bringing the total number of people across Google working to address content that might violate our policies to over 10,000 in 2018. So they're going to put a lot of people on the review process. That's a good thing. She talks about the machine learning a fair bit and getting that better, as we know with the demonetization issue. Some videos are getting misflagged, which we understand. There's a section here on transparency. People are always wanting more transparency from YouTube. We understand that people want a clearer view of how we're tackling problematic content. Our community guidelines gives users notice about what we do not allow on our platforms, and we want to share more information about how these are enforced. That's why in 2018 we'll be creating a regular report where we will provide more aggregate data about the flags we receive and the actions we take to remove videos and comments that violate our content policies. We are looking into developing additional tools to help bring even more transparency around flagged content. They're trying to become more transparent, which is, hey, that's a good thing. And now this goes into advertising. So then we're heading into demonetization territory, because it all hinges around advertising and advertisers. We are also taking actions to protect advertisers and creators from inappropriate content. We want advertisers to have peace of mind that their ads are running alongside content that reflects their brand's values. Remember, each brand has a slightly different value. There's banks have certain values towards finances and whatever their board deems appropriate in what they will advertise on or with. Some companies have opinions on those areas. They have opinions in different areas of ethics and morality in the world. So sometimes there's videos they're happy to put their ads on, and some of them say, well, we don't want to put ads on the videos that are on this topic because we're not quite comfortable with that. And that's because it's their money, it's their advertising, it's up to them how they want to do that. Equally, we want to give creators confidence that their revenue won't be hurt by the actions of bad actors. Now, she uses this term a couple of times, bad actors. I don't know what she means by it. I put a comment actually in the blog post to say, hey, what do you actually mean by bad actors? Can you clarify what you mean by bad actors? Because the thing that comes to my mind, I'm thinking of actors who are bad, actors doing wrong things. I'm thinking of the whole Kevin Spacey thing. It's like, is that what you mean? Kevin, you don't want anybody acting like Kevin Spacey? We certainly don't, but hey, what's going on? So what does she mean back? I think people taking bad actions is what she means. So actors doesn't mean literally the profession of an actor. I think she's meaning actors as in people who are taking bad actions. We believe this requires a new approach to advertising on YouTube, carefully considering which channels and videos are eligible for advertising. We are planning to apply stricter criteria, conduct more manual curation, whilst also significantly ramping up our team of ad reviewers, as we mentioned before, to ensure ads are only running where they should. This will also help vetted creators see more stability around their revenue. That's an interesting sentence there. It's important we get this right for both advertisers and creators, and over the next few weeks we'll be speaking with both to hone this approach. So they're going to be collaborating with advertisers and creators on how they can get that whole advertising money thing working a lot more smoothly and things not being flagged inappropriately. Now, it's interesting they talked about vetted creators. That means probably over time, creators who become trusted won't get hit with demonetization issues because they've got a track record of putting out family-friendly content and content that is within the guidelines of YouTube. If you've got a fairly new channel, then they're going to obviously have time to get to know you. There's a 10,000 view thing where you can't monetize for the first 10,000 views. And that's to get to know you and what your channel's about. That may not be enough to get the become a vetted creator. That might take more time or videos posted, number of videos posted. It might be any number of things. It'd be interesting to see what they do with that one. Well, there's more to it. I encourage everyone to read the whole article to get the context, but I just covered a few things that stood out and that were interesting in regards to that. And as I said before, if you've got any comments about the whole situation, put in your comments below. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. Make sure you read the article first so you got the whole context of what Susan has talked about in that article today. Well, if you like this video, there's more like it in the newsflash section, but we do tech reviews, software how-tos. We show you how to use iOS and other devices. So if you're into that sort of content, why don't you consider subscribing below. Check the bell so you get a notification every time I post a video. Now, I don't post huge amounts of videos so you won't get spammed, but we're looking to start live streams very soon. So get on, press that button, and we'll catch you later. G'day guys, thanks again for listening to this episode of Doug Houston YouTube Anchor Station. The message you just heard was from a video published earlier in the week regarding the changes to some things that are happening on the YouTube platform. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening to the Anchor Station. Don't forget you can catch me over on YouTube. You can catch me on Twitter. You can catch me on Facebook or Doug Houston YT. And also now on Instagram. Isn't that good? And also I got a blog at DougHoustonYT.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll catch you in the next episode.